Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Desert Island Discs. My special guest this afternoon is Cora. Good afternoon, Cora.
Good afternoon, Miss Grouse.
Now then, Cora, I know you've picked some items for me this afternoon that you would take with you if you were stranded on a desert island. And one of those items I know is a book, which of course I'm very pleased about being a reader. What book have you chosen?
I've chosen Harry Potter by J.K. Rowling,
that's the one. Now, when you say Harry Potter, just is there a special one, or are you going to take the whole lot?
Whole lot.
I don't blame you, because you don't know how long you're going to be there, do you? Have you read them all already?
Well, we're on the second to last book.
Oh, are you? Yeah. Who are you reading those with?
My dad and Beth.
Oh, good idea. Is this like a bedtime story thing?
Yeah, we do it before we go to bed.
Brilliant. I used to do this kind of thing with my kids. So have you read them all together?
Well, we read them every night. My dad reads them to me and Beth.
Is Dad good at doing the voices and putting a lot of characterisation into it?
Yeah.
Oh, is he? Who does he do best?
Dumbledore and Hagrid.
Oh, does he? Can you do his Hagrid voice? Go on.
No.
No, not even going to attempt that. Okay. Lovely. So Dad's enjoying them probably as much as you guys as well.
Yeah, because he did them to Nia before as well.
Oh, right. Lovely. And have you watched the films?
Yes. So we read the first book and then watch the first film and then second and so on and so on.
Oh, I love that, because I hate it when you do film first.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
Yeah, it just spoils it.
You've got to do book first,
film.
So you're on the next to last one.
Yeah.
They're heavy going, those last two, but stick with it. Which has been your favourite so far?
Third one. I like
that. Now you're going to have to give me the name, because I can't remember the order. Is it Goblet of Fire? Because that's my favourite one.
No, it's The Prisoner of Azkaban.
Oh, also good.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you like that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the film with that one. Yeah. Excellent. Okay, oh, well, that's a really good choice. So if you were on your own on the desert island, are you going to do the voices?
For the...
You know, like read it aloud. To do a bit of acting out, maybe.
Probably.
Expelliarmus.
Yeah, I'd probably read it if I had nothing else to
do. You think you would? Excellent. And so that would remind you of being at home, dad, bedtime routine.
Snuggly.
I get it. I think that's a great choice. So we've got our book. Now, you're allowed to take a meal, just in case, you know, you're starving to death. What's your kind of last meal choice?
I would take tuna pasta bake.
Okay, anybody's in particular?
My dad's.
Oh, dad's. Is Dad a good cook?
Yes.
Is he?
Really good cook.
What is great about Dad's tuna pasta bake?
Well, the texture's perfect, the sauce is amazing, and it's just really good.
Do you have cheese on the top?
Yeah, he sprinkles cheese on the top, and then we get these little breadcrumbs as well.
Oh, breadcrumbs as well?
Yeah.
Coming for tea. This sounds great. Okay, what does this remind you of then?
It reminds me of being in Cornwall. And basically I did this video for everyone. I was like, I've had such a great day, and I was like, it couldn't be better. I've had tuna pasta bake, and it was amazing.
Oh, wow.
My granddad mimics me for it as well.
Right. Okay, lovely. So that would be your food choice that you take with you.
Yeah.
I think that would keep you going. Do you think you'd be any good with, you know, managing the cooking and killing of food yourself?
Probably, yeah. I'm quite good at making cheese sauce as well.
Are you?
Yeah.
I was thinking more, you know, fishing and hulling a coconut, really, rather than cheese sauce.
Not the coconut, but
no.
I would be maybe quite good at fishing.
Quite good at fishing?
Depends what I have.
Are you quite good at, you know, I can handle a fish, I can gut it, bone it?
No.
No. I can catch it, but that's about it, everybody. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I don't think I'd be able to manage cutting the head off, but I am very good at, like, taking prawns stuff apart.
Oh, okay.
Prawns.
Oh, pulling the heads off prawns. Yeah, if you can do that, you can do the rest. No problem. Finally then, Cora, we come round to your luxury item. Okay, so this is something a bit more pleasant. What would you like to take as your luxury item?
I would take my bunny. He's called Big Bunny.
Big Bunny?
Yeah.
Go on, tell us how big Big Bunny is. Don't just show me, you're going to have to tell, because it's a listening. Compared to a house brick, Is he about the size of a house brick?
He's
a football?
Probably about the size as from my foot to the start of my waist, I think.
He's pretty large then.
Yeah.
What colour?
He's white. I cleaned him.
I was going to say, is he still white?
Yeah, I cleaned him.
Oh, well done. How long has he had Big Bunny?
Since I was 2 years old.
2 years old. Did you name him?
Yeah.
Okay, and why is Big Bunny so special?
Because my mum and dad gave him to me. Nia got one, and then Beth got one when she was about six or so.
Are they all the same?
Yeah, but Beth's is pink, Nia's is brown.
So you don't get them confused?
Yeah.
And are they all called Big Bunny?
Yeah.
Oh, they're all called Big Bunny?
Yeah.
Brilliant. And so what will Big Bunny bring to your desert island experience?
It would make me more cozy and probably make me feel more at home.
Yeah.
Than like having a knife or something. It probably wouldn't help me.
No, I don't think it's going to be much use, is he?
No.
Do you think it might help you though that you've just got someone to talk to?
Yeah.
Big Bunny could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get snuggled.
You can read Harry Potter to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. Okay. Excellent. Cora, three brilliant choices. Somehow I think despite everything, you're going to survive, aren't you? Okay. Well done, and we'll speak to you again soon. Thank you very much. Goodbye.